mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Right here in Texas, we're going to have 6,000 miles of toll roads on existing roads when the whole nation has 7,000 miles. I've been on toll roads in Kansas and other states where for hundreds of miles, they shut down everything. You cannot exit to all these old towns. It turns them into ghost towns. They're going to have transponders in the vehicles that track and trace you. It's the admitted federal plan. They're going to tax you on every road you travel on. And just in Austin, Texas, between $1,800 and $2,000 a year per car just to drive. Now, this is the new system, and it violates your privacy. But they claim it's a privilege to drive, so there is no privacy. This is the new freedom. When we come back in the next segment, we'll go to these loaded phone lines, all the other folks that are patiently holding. But finishing up with Sal Castillo, who has owned his own advertising and marketing company for 13 years, and has lived in Austin for 5 years. Before that, he lived in North Carolina, Florida, New York, knows about transportation from different areas. 93% of Austinites in polls are against it, 98% in Houston. The government says we don't care, and they're going to hand it over, the already paid-for roads, to private corporations to profit off of it. It's not free market. It's fascism. You got just a few minutes left here, Sal. Let's say, you know, you were on a local station. You had 3 minutes to present what's happening. One more time, go over the facts for us.
Well, I'd basically say that they asked the public for what they felt, and the public said no, they're doing it anyway. We're fighting it with AustinTollParty.com. There's a five-step solution. You know, we're doing everything we can. We've got a recall rally that's coming up on the 18th, and if you go to the site and do step one, you'll get details about it. On the 28th of this month, the Texas Transportation Commission will approve a whole bunch of cities' plans, and that's why I'm hoping our lawyers step up and do something before the 28th.
Yeah, you might need to file some type of injunction.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, we're talking about, five, six lawyers that have volunteered, and now we're trying to get another firm in to actually carry the ball with all the research they've done. So this is the month that I hope that happens. We're looking.
But in a nutshell, why these toll roads are different?
Well, these toll roads are different because they're using our tax dollars to build them. They're also placing them on our daily highways. And by the way, they always say that you can have free access down below where all the lights are. But we found an internal TxDOT presentation that they use that prove they're going to force us up onto the toll roads, and that's on our site as well.
You mean government is lying?
Shockingly, yes. But by connecting ourselves, and so far almost 5,000 people have gone to the site, we've got their emails, by connecting ourselves, we're going to have a list of endorsements of who we're going to endorse, the people that are out there fighting to stop this plan.
So now, you've gotten 5,000 people that signed up.
That signed up, correct.
Yeah, well, I think 5,000 should go sign up right now at AustinTollRoads.com.
AustinTollParty.com.
Yes, AustinTollParty.com. pardon me. It's a great site. They can see the maps. But this is a national plan, folks. It's just we've got Rick Perry here doing this to us in Texas, and Austin is just going to be totally overloaded with these, again, upwards of $2,000 a year per car. And I can't go a mile in any direction. I can't go a quarter mile in one direction without getting on a toll road where I live. Property values are plummeting. And you said TxDOT told you, hey, we don't care.
Yeah, I was in a neighborhood meeting, and basically folks said, hey, what about our home values? And they said, well, we do roads. We don't do home values. We don't know if they're going to go up or down. Nice answer.
Well, I would swear in an affidavit then that they said that, and you got witnesses, and that's a reason for an injunction right there.
Yeah.
And I guarantee, this is amazing. All right, well, Sal, I'm going to have you on the TV show Wednesday night, and I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, sir.
You're doing a great job. We'll be back.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're here, my friends, fighting to stop this enslavement grid from being put in place as we watch it being constructed all around us. The broadcast can be heard Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time during the day, 3 hours. And then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. And Austin to have more toll roads than any other city in the country, every major road, every major side street, cannot go anywhere without getting on them, upwards of $2,000 a year. And then the state's going to have them and deny access to all the towns on the highways and byways. I mean, I've been to places where they've done this, and Governor Rick Perry's doing it. He's got all the radical environmentalists behind him. Why is that? But then all the Democrats and Republicans, 93%, are against it. Because the so-called environmental groups, folks, time and time again, are controlled by the big corporations. They use it to take control of the people's wealth, of the people's land, of the people's resources, and open domain, and then they hand it over a month later when we forget about it to the private corporations. And all these toll roads to be run and operated, and the profits to be going to private companies and never even put the money up for it. They come into an existing major highway, and they go to one bridge, and they retrofit it to get around the law saying that it's not an existing road, and then you have just a little bitty toll road, just a little checkpoint to go through to be able to continue down the road. This is incredible. This isn't to build some new existing road, and then you have the toll road for 10 years, and then you take the tolls out. No, this is the new World Order toll road. And all over the country, it's happening. You heard the lady earlier who called in, Kim, and I've seen those documents. where this is to be a national tax. They're going to do this federally, state, and the local level. You'll be paying all these taxes, and by law, you'll have a transponder in your car tracking and tracing everything you do, where you go. And now they're talking about satellite boxes. So it isn't coming down the road. It's here for me. It's 400 yards from my house, where I live. And the property values have already plummeted everywhere where the toll roads are at. And do they care? Do they care if your $200,000 house is now worth $100,000, literally? Do they care if your $300,000 house is worth $150,000? No, they don't care, folks. This isn't free market. This is a looting of the economy. The layoffs to high-tech workers are going to get seven times more expansive than they already are, according to the Congressional Budget Office. The unskilled worker jobs, those are the wages are plunging there. The economy is shutting down, but Walmart is expanding. The oil companies are registering record profits, but, oh, they're not behind the high oil prices. And then on top of this, you're going to be paying to drive your car a giant electronic tax that also violates your privacy. And this is just one facet of all the different police state things that are happening. And by the way, for police out there, you're going to be paying the toll with you and your family, too. Firefighters, government bureaucrats, you're all going to be paying, too. You're all going to be slaves, too. But I guess in the polls, none of us are for it. 93% in Austin, 98% in major polls in Houston. And they've even got a smaller plan than this, all part of the larger federal plan, administered at the state level. Well, then why are the politicians saying, we don't care if you claim you're going to vote us out. We don't claim that there's going to be a recall. Ha, ha, ha. Because we put in electronic voting machines that are admittedly fraud-based. We've caught the people who run the machines in fraud before, and nothing happens to them. You see, that's why the tyranny is going to get so bad so quick. And then if the 98% of you or the 93% of you want to go out and have a big protest, of, you know, 300,000 of you in your city or town, well, they'll just send a provocateur out who will let light fire to a trash can. That person will go back into the police line, and then they will suddenly open fire on you with rubber bullets and microwave guns and sound cannons and ride their horses over you and drive their armored vehicles over you and put you in their little FEMA camps they built in every major city. I got an idea, cops. How about you're not part of that? How about you don't go along with that? They've geared up the oppression mechanisms, then they put in the oppression. And regardless of where you live, these plans are unfolding. All right, let's go back to Chris in Texas. We were trying to stay on topic with our guest about toll roads, and he called in about how he was downtown UT, no logins photographing outside the UT football game. I've done it myself. I've been down there videotaping 100 times. If I've been down there once, videotaping stuff, and police came over and went after him, and he got arrested and got charged with a bunch of stuff. Go ahead and finish up what you wanted to say.
Well, I also wanted to ask if your listeners out there might have been witnesses to this horrific scene that morning. Maybe they could call in and also help out in some kind of way, because as they were taking me down, I was definitely screaming for help, and the only help I ended up having was six other officers jumping on top, and they had one pair.
Now, again, all you said was, go back over this. This is the new freedom. You're down there videotaping or taking still photos.
Oh,
describe,
yeah.
Describe what you were taking photos of.
Basically, spectators, people going to the crowd, and I have, like, a business card of the website that they could go to retrieve the pictures if they want to purchase them. If they don't want to purchase them, the pictures are deleted after 30 days.
Okay, so UT didn't like you down there engaging in a business that everybody's engaged in. I mean, 200 years ago, somebody would walk up to you and say, would you like me to sketch a portrait of you, you know, for however many shekels.
Right.
So you're down there, and then what happened?
I guess some woman, maybe she was with somebody she shouldn't have been, or I don't know. That's not knowing for certain. But anyways, some complaint was made to a UT officer. The UT officer then approached me and pushed me for identification and and I refused, and we went into this whole debate.
So you said, I have a Fifth Amendment, and he said, no, you don't, and then...
Basically, and he said, no, you have to identify yourself with us. I said, no, I don't feel I have to. And
let me stop you, because you already told this story last hour. So
right.
They tackle you, six of them jump on you, they charge you with resisting arrest, and what else?
Refusal to give ID.
Okay, now, UT is one of the most surveilled campuses in the country. I guarantee you were on probably 10, 15, maybe 20 cameras. Try subpoenaing their own digital video showing you didn't resist, and they're going to tell you, no way, baby. But you need to go ahead and take it to court, go ahead and demand it. You may be able to force them. Then magically, when you get the tapes, that part would have magically been erased by accident. We've seen this 50 times here in Austin.
Right.
But just to illustrate this for yourself and others, show this. But you need to demand a jury trial. You need to try to get any witnesses that were there. What you're doing is smart. Anybody who wants to call in or who saw this, but if they were football fans, they probably don't care. I'm being sarcastic, folks. I played football, but you know, you got the spectators going down there. So after they arrested you and put you in cuffs, what did they say to you?
Well, as I had one cuff on one hand, I couldn't give the other hand because it's underneath my chest. They're like, you're resisting. You're not giving us your hand. And meanwhile, more of their...
Well, that's a favorite game. While they jump up and down on you like 800-pound gorillas, they'll demand you to give them the hand that they're sitting on.
And... Of course, that was the handcuffed hand, so it left, what's today, Tuesday? I still have bloody marks from it, from where the cuffs cut into my skin.
Okay, but so the lordships, because they had your arms pinned, this is a favorite tactic, the lordships then finally got your other hand. What happened next?
Of course, you know, then basically I asked for medical assistance, which it took a while till anybody... from a medic.
But what did they? Let me just finish up because I got to go to other calls.
Sure.
What was the last thing they said to you?
I don't know about the last thing because then I ended up having to go to for booking and all of those.
No, I mean the arresting officer.
I
didn't say something like that'll teach you, boy.
I don't know. Probably something
right.
like that.
All right. Thanks for the call. I appreciate the call. Yeah, that's the new America, folks. And I've been out there. You know, doing an interview in front of the Texas Capitol, and cops walk over and say, what are you doing videotaping? You know, well, I'm a news guy. Well, you know, they're setting that precedent. They don't like it that we all have cameras. Let's go ahead and talk to another caller. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed. Ed, where are you calling us from?
I'm from L.A.
Welcome.
Hi, it's an honor to talk to you, Alex. I want to ask you two questions. I want to ask you, what do you think about the Ludwig von Mises Institute? An economist like the late Murray Rothbard?
Yeah, I know. Well, it's a libertarian think tank, and they're against the Federal Reserve, and I think they're pretty good.
I also want to ask you, how do you think, what ways can we use to privatize things like roads and a lot of these other government institutions? But do them in a way where corporate New World Order elites don't get their hands on it.
Yeah, but see, that's the problem. The corporations are not free market, and it's not free market to take roads we've paid for
right.
and then slap toll roads on it and give it to their political cronies that put them in office, and then they gouge us. The corporations are bigger than government now, folks. They're just becoming the government and acting like governments and engaging in monopolistic practices. So, no, I think the roads should be public. If the government wants to have open books and make you pay for a new road with a toll, that's fine. That's not what they're doing. It's in perpetuity. All the existing roads will be toll roads.
I don't know if you're familiar with Walter Block, the economist.
Yes, I am.
Right. He talks about privatizing roads using something similar to Ripartian theory. That they use for large water bodies of water?
Yes.
I was wondering what you thought about that.
Well, what I think about it is the globalist, you go from socialism to communism to fascism. The things are all tied together, developed by the same people. Look at Russia. It's run by six oligarchs. So it's going to be the same thing here. They get you addicted and domesticated, then they take the grain away and slaughter you. like a bunch of pigs. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance, and that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
If you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medication.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back. You see, we're shifting out of a free market. Roads are built so people can travel, you can have commerce, the free movement of goods and services. But in a Soviet or a Nazi or a control freak society, they are taxation control grids. And now that's happening here. And it is not privatization that's taking place. It is the looting and the robbing of the public treasure and the public institutions, and they're going to rape the living daylights out of us financially. And everything is shifting to that. I mean, imagine if they've already got the New Freedom Initiative where they're going to forcibly, psychologically test every child and then every adult. In 2004, Bush trying to pass that along with the Democrats. Imagine what life will be like in 10 years. I mean, right now it's, we need Patriot Act 2 and a national ID card. It's never going to end. They're never going to stop. I've seen their plans. a hellish system to the FBI agents and police and government bureaucrats. Look at your children. Look at what you're doing. You'll go, well, we're part of the power structure. Don't worry. We'll be on top of you. I know a lot of you have that mindset. Others just don't believe what I'm saying. Well, watch what's happening. Look around you. Well, some say, I don't have any power then. What can I do? You can say no to this. You can get involved. You can educate others. We're the majority. We have the power. I wish folks wouldn't have missed that interview in the last hour where they, you know, they hire public officials who vote for these toll roads. The day after they vote for them, they hire their sisters or brothers or children to lucrative $200,000 a year jobs. The first hour we got into microwave guns to be mounted on the blimps now over our cities, and the government messing with antimatter bombs that the scientists admit could trigger an explosion that would kill everybody on the planet. They don't even know what this antimatter will do. San Francisco Chronicle. That's the type of stuff we talk about here, folks. And there's just so... I mean, we've got Michael Kozitiv to be the number third man, the executive director of the CIA, who's a convicted, admitted shoplifter from CIA headquarters, stealing things, a kleptomaniac. But he's had his treatment now, so he'll be over all the finances of the CIA. And Porter Goss says, I'm not withdrawing his name. We like him. It's the type of man we need. You look at all these other government officials. Most of them over these programs are convicted felons. Oh! But the crooks tell you, we're doing all this to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Ed in L.A., then Bill and others. Ed, you were talking about economic theory. Go ahead.
Well, I was just thinking that there is a way of privatizing the roads where big interests won't control them, absolutely. And before this government was formed and we were 13 colonies, roads were primarily private at that time, and they were pretty good.
And they were also competitive, and they were very low price.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I was thinking Walter Block does have, like, a pretty good solution there, like, basically handing over property rights to the roads to the people who have their land bordering the roads themselves. And then they
create consortiums and corporations that then charge.
Yeah.
But that's not how it's going to work. Private corporations that literally the military-industrial complex companies buy your politicians, and then they give the roads to them, and then they charge you to use all the existing roads.
I also wanted to ask you if you've ever read Murray Rothbard's book on the history of money and banking in the U.S.?
No, but I've watched the Von Mises Institute video on it.
Yeah, they got a lot of good stuff there.
I know they do. Yes.
Yeah. I just like to suggest that you read that one book because they talk a lot about a lot of stuff that you talk on.
I understand, but what happens is this idea of privatizing roads gets out there into the group mind. And then the government goes, yeah, we're privatizing them. We're going to take every road you've got you've already paid for and charge you $2,000 a year in your town to use it. Thanks for the call.
Right.
On top of your taxes. The government upkeeps it, runs it, polices it, and then the private companies just get the money. And it's existing roads. They just take one bridge off a road and say you got to pay to go across the bridge. It's the old-fashioned toll where the sheriff's corrupt and anybody that wants to travel down the road through the mountains has got to pay him what the toll, and then the toll is specific. Let me look around and inspect what's in your wagon. You got 12 gold pieces. I'll take all 12. That's everything we ever save. We're going to Oregon to buy land with that. You got a problem? I'm aiming a 40 caliber handgun at you right now, boy. You better just give me the gold. I mean, that's all this is. That's all this is. Just the mafia shaking you down, putting a black ski mask on and going, we cover our identities to keep you safe. We're putting barbed wire up around government buildings and cameras everywhere, but don't aim cameras at us. We love you. Terrorists are about to strike any minute. Give us all your freedoms. Terrorists are about to strike every minute. Give us all your freedoms. We're wide open to terror attack.
Yeah, because you left the border wide open and fund all the terrorists, you pack of bloodthirsty Nazis. We'll be right back with a bunch of news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555 and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555 or visit seamineral.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Ever walk into someone's house and you can tell instantly they own pets? They've made the mistake of using a pet odor and stain product that only covers the problem temporarily. We don't have that problem in our home. We've discovered it's just better to use Paws. Pet Accident Wash-Up Solution, or Paws, is the quickest and safest pet stain and odor eliminator known to men, or man's best friend. Paws is safe on any material, even directly on your pet's bedding. Paws will work on the toughest stains and odors in your home. It's guaranteed to lift stains that have been set in for years, proving again, it's just better to use Paws. It's only a matter of time until Fido, or Fluffy, has an accident. Be prepared with Paws. Use Paws anywhere stains and odors are a problem, like the laundry or the bathroom. Try Paws once and you'll quickly discover it's just better to use Paws. Call 1-877-289-PAWS or visit getpaws.com. That's www.getpaws.com. Paws comes with a 110% money-back guarantee. You've nothing to lose but stains and odors.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The major electronic voting machine companies are publicly run by the Central Intelligence Agency. Their own engineers have quit and said this. It's been public. They got felons working for them. They've been caught stealing elections coast to coast. And then magically, once these machines go in, they say, we don't care if 90%+ of you are against toll roads. We don't care if 90%+ of you are against having your children forcibly psychologically tested, and now you adults. We don't care if you don't want cameras in your local school bathrooms. We don't care if you don't want us to build a giant prison by your house. Because you can just vote us out. Go ahead and try. See, in the past, they were responsive to 90%+ of people being against all this, 87% being against the open borders and all the illegal aliens pouring in. But now the government just goes, no, what you gonna do? We've got giant battalions of militarized police with microwave weapons and sound cannons and huge facilities to hold you. Wait till we take your pension funds. You think the giant toll roads are going to be bad? Just wait till you try to riot and protest. Wait till we take your guns. We've got nice things planned for you. Meanwhile, oil hits $51 a barrel, all completely staged. It's admitted they found giant record oil supplies everywhere. And the oil companies have the record profits, but it doesn't seem to matter. There's no oil left. That's why this is happening. Oh, my goodness. Such a scam. See, that's the problem with corruption. It just gets worse and worse and worse. They get away with more and more and more. And finally, they just get sloppy. You wanted to be slaves? You're going to get front row seats to being slaves, my friends. The good news is, though, I've never seen the blinders coming off people's eyes and minds so fast as it is now. I'll take a few more calls. We're going to go to Jeffrey and Fred and Russell and a few others, but I got a few other news stories I want to hit here. But for the next 3-4 minutes, we are honored to have Debbie Morrow up with us from New Millennium Concepts. And Debbie, I don't agree with you and your Made in America products, the best known gravity purification system known, major university studies. I think that we should trust the government and drink the herbicides, the pesticides, the mercury, the lead, the arsenic. I think that we should drink with pleasure all the Prozac and Ritalin and that it's in most water supplies and all the dead bacteria and the chlorine. And I don't think it's a good thing to have a system that can purify and get us good water in this technological society where they admit terrorists will probably strike any minute. I think it's a good idea to just continue drinking the water and trusting my government that on the news now says mercury is nutritious.
Well, Alex, I have to disagree with you.
No, that's very evil, but go ahead.
I know. I mean, I just really think that if we could prepare our bodies to at least be as healthy as possible in any way we can, you know, we ought to do it, and that's one way to do it is with the Berkey water.
I think it's better that most of the listeners are going to procrastinate, aren't going to call, aren't going to get your filter, are going to buy some $10, $20 charcoal filter that just cuts out bad taste but none of the bad stuff. I don't think people should call you and purchase this Made in America product that I use.
Well, that'd be okay. I could take a vacation then. I don't know.
No, I mean, I'm being sarcastic.
Too many people to call back.
but I know so many people that are awake to the New World Order, great people, but they still drink tap water, Debbie.
Yes, they do. People in my own family. You know, there's so many people out there who just do not realize how important it is.
Well, this is 70% of our body. We can take control of 70% of what we put in our body. We can take control here of a large portion of our life if people will just call and get the filters, and it's also made here in America, and you guys pay the shortwave bill for our international outreach to reach millions of people globally.
And I will call everybody back, and they get to talk to me. And we get to have a great time taking their order for their Berkey water filter.
That's a fringe benefit, isn't it?
That is the fringe benefit.
Throw out
That's
a couple of the great specials.
The real fringe benefit is how healthy, how much better they're going to feel drinking the water that comes out of their Berkey water filter. And the money saving that they, you know, for the people who are out there buying bottled water and lugging it from the store and all that, they don't have to do that anymore with the Berkey water filter. And we do stand behind our product 100%.
And by the way, bottled water is not trustworthy. We've got masses of reports on that, so it's important to purify your own water, get your own little sport bottle, fill it up, carry it around with you. Debbie, you got a couple different specials, $199 for the Berkey light system without the LED lights, $199 with one free gift, a sport bottle, or that could be a sheltering in place DVD, which is excellent. Or, of course, the Prudent Places CD with maps and demographics of the country and safe areas. People need to give you a call. It's 1-888-803-4438. If you call and it's an answering machine, leave your name and number. Debbie will call you right back. 1-888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com. And in the comment section, tell them it's an Alex Jones special and what free gift you want. BerkeyWater.com or link through at InfoWars.com or 1-888-803-4438. Debbie, anything else?
Ask me about the water security package, too. It's a $581 value for only $429.
And what do you get with that?
You get the Berkey light with the lights. You get an extra set of filters. You get the solar attachment, the auxiliary battery attachment, Prudent Places on CD-ROM, sheltering in place either on DVD or VHS, 2 sport bottles. Did I already say that?
No,
and
I don't think so.
It's a $581 value for $429, and we'd really like to get those out to people. We've had lots of requests, especially for the solar panels. You know, with everything going on.
Now, again, there's no moving parts in the filter itself. It has built-in LEDs that burn continually for 14 years, has rechargeable batteries, and if you get the solar panel with it, it charges those. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
You bet. Always good hearing from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeffrey in Missouri. You're on the air, Jeffrey.
Mr. Jones, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. I bought 10 of your Road to Tyranny 9/11, and I distribute them.
You're awesome. Thank you.
And I gave to the local library, and I'm trying to monitor them to see if they're going out or not, but I can't find them on the shelf, so I got to look more into that. So the reason why I called was I saw Gary Hart, former Senator Gary Hart, on a Fox News channel in Chicago.
Was he terrorizing us as usual?
Yes, he did. He said Cleveland, Denver, and Dallas is going to be hit by bioterrorism, and the newscaster goes, how do you know that? And he goes, well, if you got to think like a terrorist, and then you can figure it out.
Ah.
So, you know, that kind of horrified me.
Well, we've got a clip in my film, Road to Tyranny, where he says we need to use this disaster to get a new world order. And I knew that the globalists were going to carry out 9/11 when about 2 months before 9/11, Hart and Rudman, the two CFR chairmen of the terror committee, that's what it's called.
Yes.
They went on Hardball, and they started laughing. It was a celebration. And he goes, big buildings, New York, boom, coming down. Oh, Al-Qaeda going to hit, ha-ha, life's going to change. And I saw all this other indicators. And, yeah, a couple of years ago he said that again. Denver, Dallas, Cleveland will be destroyed. Dirty bombs, nukes, bioweapons, it's going to happen. We're going to take all your rights away. Oh, yep. It's so good.
I got one more thing, Alex, and nobody's talking about it, and I think you might have missed it. I'm not sure. But
let me stop you first. This newest thing, where was Hart on television saying this?
It was on Fox local channel in Chicago.
Yeah, the national Fox knows to not ask him how he knows that.
Right.
How do you know the specific targets? We don't have any specifics, Gary. And the guy will say, it will happen. It's going to happen. And then after it happens, he goes, I'm so smart. The police don't run and arrest him for questioning. Go ahead.
He should be tortured.
No, he shouldn't.
I know that.
Nobody should be tortured.
I understand
But go ahead and say what you were going to say.
The other one was the House chaplain committed suicide August 31st, year 2001, for Congress. It was a short blip in the paper.
I remember that, yeah.
And the family asked that it not be investigated. But it's so coincidental to 911.
Very interesting. I remember that. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, go ahead.
Hi.
Hello.
I wanted to bring up a parallel between the 1916 election and also the 1964 election and this one. And I saw a biography of Wilson and his effort on his reelection. And it seems like Bush is doing the same thing. He's just trying to coast in, trying to, you know, wrap himself in the flag, coast in, and, you know, kind of tell half-truths about, or worse, about the events. And also 64, when you had a cataclysmic event, and then you had the parade of lies about what their intentions were. What Johnson's intentions were leading up to the election of 64. What do you think?
Well, I mean, look, this election is totally staged, just like those others. And Woodrow Wilson, of course, the League of Nations architect, and before he died, he said, oh, it was wrong, I was part of an evil takeover. And these are public statements. So Bush, Kerry, no matter who wins, we lose. It's the same system. Thanks, Fred. Yeah. Russell in Florida, go ahead. Russell, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's been a few weeks. We got hit by some pretty hefty hurricanes.
That's right, four hurricanes.
Unbelievable. And I went through some withdrawals because I wasn't able to listen to you for about 2-3 weeks. But I'm glad to be able to call you again. Couple of things here. Just a comment on how you said the elite gets sloppy and cocky. That Scalia quote that he made saying that orgies were good and, you know, here you have a so-called Christian conservative or a, you know, fundamental conservative making statements like this. I'd like you to make a comment on that, and then I have one
other thing. Scalia told one of the big, the Harvard newspaper about how good big orgies are. And then meanwhile, he's the same guy out on these hunting trips, these secret hunting trips under high security with Dick Cheney, and it's been reported what Dick Cheney likes to do on hunting trips. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, right.
Well,
quack,
he's out.
Quack, quack.
Pardon me?
Quack, quack, he says, right? Remember he made that comment? He says quack, quack when they asked him a question about that in a duck hunting trip. I mean, they're throwing it in our faces.
Well, they really are throwing it in our faces, but what they like to do, what their taste is. But, I mean, you got New York Post, Bohemian Grove shipping in the mail, porn stars to, quote, headline, service the elite, and all these mainstream news articles about it, and then Arnold posing for the magazines, and then he's out there at the Grove. I mean, it's just the same story over and over again, and this is the new Christian conservatism. If you're not devil-worshipping and you're not involved in orgies, you're not Christian. And if you're devil-worshipping, you're a good Christian, we should all trust.
Yeah, you brought up a great point there. The Christian, if it wasn't for the Christian conservatives in the pulpit not doing their job, stuff wouldn't be happening right now.
Well, that's right. I mean, we know what the liberals are up to and what they're about, but they've co-opted the conservative movement in this country to where people praise Arnold Schwarzenegger, who's more liberal than Bill Clinton.
Absolutely. They've turned everything upside down. I think they even said that in the Bible, that what's up will be down, what's down will be up, something in those terms. I'd like you to make one comment, though. I'm getting ready to take a flight here in the next few weeks, and I'm a little nervous because of potential terrorist attacks, and I just wanted to know if you had any comments or you saw anything on the horizon happening, you know, an October surprise, or do you see anything out there in intelligence?
Well, I mean, you know, the White House told U.S. News and World Report 4 months ago that there will be massive terror attacks, the Capitol will be attacked, there will be coast-to-coast attacks, and then now they've said, well, there'll probably be attacks, and they stand to gain from it regardless. Kerry is for all the same police state provisions, you know, if he gets elected. So I don't know if they're going to pull a tax, but you just heard what Gary Hart's up to. You just heard I just covered what they've been saying and doing. And so I don't know. I don't know if they're going to pull an attack. Will we have more attacks, period, in the next few years or even shorter? Absolutely. This is how they get their control. Until we point out who is behind the terrorism, until we point out who has the motive, until we expose that to enough people, they're going to continue to pull terror attacks because they get power out of it. Thanks for the call.
Right.
I appreciate your call. I mean, it's really that simple. How are they going to invade Iran? How are they going to invade Syria? How are they going to give us a new national draft? How are they going to distract us away from not fighting against the New Freedom Initiative? Or all of this, and the answer is terrorism. How are they going to distract us from $51 a barrel fuel? Oil prices now up 78% from a year ago. It was 76% last week. Now it's up 78% from a year ago. I mean, it's just going to go up and up and up. Everything raping and pillaging us financially, dumbing us down, taking our freedoms, getting rid of the Bill of Rights, national ID cards. This is the new Orwellian palace, and consolidating the media, shutting down Access TV, get ready to shut down the web, talking about it with Internet, too. I mean, it's all coming into focus. Meanwhile, they admit they're extraditing American citizens to foreign countries for torture. That's the Washington Times. Meanwhile, they're mounting, you know, microwave guns on the surveillance blimps. Meanwhile, they're just admitting all of it. It's just all coming right out in the open. And it's a sad thing, but this is the nature of tyranny. And our soldiers are being killed and being maimed and wounded over there in a war that's a complete fraud. And we're not bringing freedom to that country. Now they're saying they're going to break off part of the country that just so happens to have 80% of the oil and make that its own new little Kuwait over there. I mean, that's the plan. And it's just going to get worse and worse and worse and worse as the globalists arm all our enemies to escalate this global crisis. Meanwhile, we have got just escalating tyranny everywhere. But the average American still isn't aware of the details. They know something's wrong, but they feel powerless. They feel like they can't affect change. They don't realize how much power they have and how they can inform other people. But as things get worse and worse, you are going to see the resistance rise and crystallize against the tyranny. And the most important group we've got to deprogram are people inside the system who are serving this system. I mean, they can't honestly look at the facts and deny what we're saying. We've got a Pentagon telling us that communist China and Russia are allies, and
we're going to merge NATO with these countries and go after, quote, the real threat, the gap, or these third world countries that are just pushover enemies that can be taken over and have their natural resources extracted while eugenics programs are carried out against them. So, no, that's the reality here. So I hope that everybody realizes that. More than 90 million people visiting Britain each year are to have their faces electronically scanned in a massive security upgrade. This is the news of the world. What they don't mention here is that the Britons all have to do this to get their driver's license or ID card, just like we hear foreigners have to do that to come here, but we have to do it too to get the driver's license. And then people from Latin America are given the waiver. That's a news article here out of News of the World. We'll cover a few final news stories on the other side of this quick break. I'm Alex Jones, your host. And again, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the big websites. We also have PrisonPlanet.tv, so check them all out today. We'll be right back. Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Our troops from the first Gulf Wars, children have three times more common birth defects, deformities, and there's new big articles out about depleted uranium being linked directly to even increased levels, over the tripling in deformities of children. That's how you support the troops, let them breathe deadly poison that our own government sprayed everywhere, a total weapon of mass destruction. Also, mock terror attack to test a coma response. Washington, UPI, the military and law enforcement agencies along Puget Sound in Tacoma, Washington, announced plans to conduct a mock
massive terror attack today and tomorrow, and it gets into all the drills and the takeover drill. Another article here, I learned of this about 6 years ago, and now here it is, just mainstream news. On Tuesday, September 28th, the new federally funded FEMA-directed citizen training program began in my town called CERT, stands for Community Emergency Response Team. A quick internet search reveals that my own town isn't the only one participating. Nearly every town in America has its own CERT program, it would appear. Yeah, they have this called Secure Corps, too, where your kids train for gun confiscation and checkpoint operation, and then to graduate from high school, you'll have to serve time every week doing this. And here it is. My neighbor's teenage son attended CERT initial operating meeting and later showed me the equipment and the materials he was given. He was given high-powered flashlights, headgear, hard hat, goggles to help run checkpoint traffic control. In the near future, he said he'll also be given, free of charge, a special radio to get orders from. Then he showed me his 300-page CERT training manual, along with training schedule for upcoming weeks. The CERT training operation is intensive. It's scheduled to last for only a little over a month. In short of just 35 days, CERT trainees will learn the following: disaster preparedness, disaster, fire safety, disaster medical operations, light search and rescue, CERT organization, disaster psychology. And again, they just get you into this. Other programs we've seen in West Virginia is giving 12-year-olds M16s and training them when they're 16. They can join the Corps troops and help defend the local government. And then the terror training is from homeschoolers and Christians. Mainstream news, folks. Training the children with their M16s to fight the evil homeschooling parents. The evil terrorists who aren't for the microchips are everywhere. I'm sorry to all the callers that are holding. I don't think I'm going to be able to go to your calls. I've got another article here we mentioned yesterday, and again, I should spend time on this. Kansas to conduct flu exercises in October, masked forced inoculation drills from their own website. All of it martial law, folks, and all the drills. Evil right-wingers, evil Christians have to be arrested. And they're simulating these everywhere while the so-called conservative talk show hosts say it's for the Muslims, the evil Muslims, it's for them. Well, I got news for you. It's not, boys and girls. They're getting you all trained in on it in this tribal psychology that, oh, it's just for the Arabs, and it's not. And if it was just for them, that'd be wrong, too. But it's for everybody, anybody who doesn't want to be a good little slave. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, on the Global Shortwave at 3210. During the day, all 3 hours on Global Shortwave at 9.475 or at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. My new film, American Dictators, documenting the staged election of 2004, is out. It's excellent. It's into Skull and Bones, The New World Order, 9/11, The Police State. And I've got 10 other films that are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 apiece, $19.95 apiece when you order three or more. And then my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos. Those are both excellent. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. This thing can't stand if you stand up and expose it. Already half of New Yorkers in a major Zogby poll believe the globalists were behind 9/11. We've got to expand that number now with the real history as the globalists try to rewrite it. See, from day one, we've been challenging their official history. That's why it's accelerated the growth curve of people waking up. Let's push it over the edge to 80% in the next 6 months. Let's expose the murdering traitors of the New World Order. And that means you've got to be a leader to do that. 1-888-253-3139. Or watch all the films and read my books and the rest of it at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. Defend humanity. The Burke.